lest ye should be wise to your own conceits, that blindness is part in, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob.
Again.
And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob.
If this were a Bible study, I would be asking a few of you to explain for us how you understand and so all Israel shall be saved. Just a minute. Yes, and so all Israel shall be saved. Why I find this passage somewhat interesting, it's because for many years I've read the passage over and over. That particular verse 26, and so all Israel shall be saved. I mean, for many years I've read it, and then something may come up after another few months or a few years, and I read it and just couldn't make sense out of Paul saying all Israel shall be saved. And it is for this reason, I'm sorry, it's not a Bible study setting where I could ask few of you, how do you understand that verse? In verse 25, Paul is speaking of the hardening or the hardened Israelite. It's a passage that Brother Webb and myself have discussed in recent weeks on the radio program in reference to God's judicial hardening, where, like God sending strong delusion, where the Almighty God took step to help Israel travel the disobedient route that they want to travel. That's what Paul is dealing with, the hardened Israel. That is verse 25. While in verse 26, He's speaking of another segment of the Israelite nation. And there he speaks of the saved Israelite. For many years, as I said, verse 26 puzzled me because I knew that from God's own word that all Israel will not be saved. And yet, reading the passage somewhat carelessly, that's what I gather from it. That the passage, verse 26, is saying, all Israel shall be saved. What comes to me is that all these years when that passage was puzzling to me or gave me problem is that I left out that most important word that should have been taken into consideration in trying to understand the passage, and that is the word that it is so simple, is the word so. Throughout the book of Romans, Paul emphasized that salvation is in Jesus Christ and in Jesus Christ only. Throughout the book of Romans. And it's not just in Jesus only. The sinner wanting forgiveness must come to Jesus Christ and come willing to form an identity with Christ. When we look at passage like Romans chapter 6, verse 1 through verse 5 or 6, you see particular essence of that identity. It's a passage, I would say most of us are well acquainted with Romans chapter 6. Let us hear a little of it.
What shall we say then?
What shall we say then?
Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid.
God forbid.
How shall
that is, Paul want to make sure they do not. You see, he was emphasizing the power and the greatness of God's grace. And he catch up and as if it were, let me make sure that these Israelites don't misunderstand what I'm saying. So let me spell it out. I'm not saying to you, Israelite, that you have to continue. More sin means more grace. Paul said that's not what I'm saying. Read on.
God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death?
Notice what he's touching on. Is this identity business that I mentioned a while ago, that a man or woman, Israelite or Gentile, coming to Jesus Christ, there must be that identity with Christ. And he's taking us through Jesus' death, burial and resurrection. How? What, brother?
Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
Now, whenever you look at this passage, try not to overlook the identity that has just been spelled out. Jesus' death, Jesus' burial, and Jesus' resurrection. Every sinner, Jews or Gentile, must believe in Jesus Christ to the extent that that sinner wants to form this identity. And throughout, in different ways, Paul explained the necessity of forming an identity with Christ, a union with Jesus Christ. And that is the way every man, every woman going to be saved, and no other way. That is, in effect, what the Apostle Paul is dealing with here. In effect, the person who would be saved, the man or woman who wants to be saved, Jews or Gentile, must believe and obey Jesus Christ so as to benefit from the salvation that is in Christ. In verse 26, there is an emphasis on, watch here, the manner of our salvation. And it's easy sometimes, simple word like and, or, you know, these little three letters word. In this one, it is the word so. I have read for many years Paul drawing a conclusion as if to say, and so as all Israel shall be saved. That is, in spite of what Israel did, all of them going to be saved. And that plagued me, because I know the rest of the Bible, the rest of the gospel teaches the opposite. But you see, the word so there is placing the emphasis on the how of our salvation. Very important that we get that. That is the manner. And that is the emphasis being emphasized then by the word so. That is, when Paul spelled out how the prospective convert must form an identity with Christ, it will be driven by faith and be completed by obedience. That is the identity, the oneness with Christ, Christ's death, Christ's burial, Christ's resurrection. Paul had shown this, as we have seen here in Romans. And it is there that Paul is saying to the Jews, the Israelites, this is how all or every Israelite going to be saved. He was not saying the misunderstanding I had for many years. Now, mark you, while I'm sharing this brief lesson, I do not just come to the proper understanding of the passage, but I felt sharing with you this point may help some of us as you study God's word, as you engage in trying to lead others to Christ, that if you were led by the phrase or by the word, so shall all Israel be saved, then you would remember that what the so is doing is emphasizing the how, the manner of our salvation. It's not teaching in any form or shape for anyone, Jews or Gentile, that we can be saved any other way other than through faith and obedience, our true identity with Christ in Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. So whenever you read passage like this, so in this manner, and if not this manner, you will not be saved at all. That's what the passage is dealing with. And so shall all Israel be saved. The passage is not teaching that all Israel will be saved, as I understood it for years, because it's easy to read that over and don't put any importance on the two-letter word, so. But that word so there is emphasizing this is how every man, every woman going to be saved, Jews or Gentile. Thank you. That's the lesson for tonight.